as you mentioned it, to be possibly a key for the economy. The crown jewels, to some degree, have already gone to China, who have done nothing in 4 years. The Indian government took the Hajigak iron ore deposit a few weeks ago. There's a lot more tenders coming up. And given conflicting stakeholder interests, there are very few examples around the world of developing countries who have truly benefited from their natural resources. Can I ask you why, perhaps, you have faith in the natural resources for development?
Could you, when you answer that question, Fazia, could you tell people what the natural resources are? Because I think a lot of people don't know what is there in Afghanistan.
Luckily, we're a country which has three main economic potential. The first is the geographical location of Afghanistan, because Afghanistan could connect to South Asia with Central Asia. And the TAPI pipeline, the Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan, India pipeline, is just one of the examples of economic growth. Then we have different kinds of mine, you know, lots of mine. Along in my province, there is this famous lapis lazuli mine, a golden mine, iron, different kinds of mine, which have not been touched. You're right, because the corruption, the lack of a mechanism to properly utilize these resources has been one of the reasons that nobody wants to talk about it. Because we believe, you know, with this corruption and everything, a lot of political mafia, which is controlling Afghanistan economy, and an economical mafia, we might not be able to make the proper use of it. But what I'm saying is, in the longer term, these are the potential. Afghanistan is not like many of those African countries where there is this chronic poverty. It's not like that. Afghanistan has potential growth also for tourism. I mean, security is a challenge, but rather than that, Afghanistan has a lot of potential for tourism. So I think there should be a mechanism to properly utilize those. Two of the mines so far have been contracted with China and with India. The Chinese have, of course, a lot of economy interest in Afghanistan, and they would like to get involved. But I think we need to properly use the mines of Afghanistan so that it doesn't fall in the wrong hands on one hand. And on the other hand, it could create jobs for the people. And because in many occasions, these mines have been illegally used by different power breakers in Afghanistan.
How would you go about, if you were president, protecting those natural resources and protecting the Afghans' access to those?
I think we need to have a proper mechanism to prioritize the exploiting those mines. What is the best policy for that is to prioritize them and their use and use them locally, using the local people, local individuals. I know that, for instance, Indians were killed, some Indians a few months ago, they were killed, and Chinese were killed. It's better to have use the manpower of Afghanistan, even if it's awarded to a foreign country, but create jobs inside Afghanistan and prioritize in terms of which one is the first to be utilized. Right now, there is a lack of mechanism for utilizing properly, exploiting the mines. And I think we need to, if we really want to have a sustainable economic growth in Afghanistan, that's the key, to use natural resources.